When people first hear Joey Alexander play the piano, they are moved by his virtuosity and a bit surprised when they learn he's only 12. But don't think about his age, says Jason Olane, who produced Joey's debut album.
Just close your eyes and listen to Joey.
Josiah Alexander Sila was born in Bali, Indonesia, where his parents ran a travel business.
Well, my dad played a little bit of piano and guitar, but not that professionally. And then I saw him play, and he made me like, I want to play. Feels me like, I want to try this instrument.
When Joey was 6 years old, he learned to play jazz by ear, just by listening to his dad's record collection.
Duke Ellington and all these greats, Billy Strayhorn, Thelonious Monk, and Miles Davis, Coltrane, and Bill Evans. You know, I hope I hear all of these amazing musicians.
Joey's family moved to Jakarta so he could play with some of Indonesia's best jazz artists. When he was 10, he was invited to New York to play at Jazz at Lincoln Center, where Jason Olane is director of programming. Olane remembers the reaction of musicians who were there for a rehearsal when Joey performed a Thelonious Monk tune.
And Joey plays a version of Round Midnight, and everybody's like jaws dropped, like looking at Joey, like, I can't, and leaning forward and looking at each other, and they're like laughing, like this can't possibly be what we're hearing. He took another take afterwards, and it was a completely different arrangement. And again, everyone starts, you kind of shrug your shoulders, look at each other, scratch your head, and just go, okay, all right, I've never seen this before.
One of the musicians who plays on Joey's debut album is drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. He's 32. Despite their age difference, Owens says they connected musically from the start.
You know, he has this thing that he does, you know, when he's really going somewhere. And I was just like, this is freaking amazing. You know, like watching this little kid, he's going on all this all these harmonic adventures and melodic adventures and, you know, doing some really hip stuff. And he's just gone. You know, he's just completely in this next stratosphere. I'm like, that is a gift, man. You know, when I opened my eyes and I would look at him, that's what I saw. I was like, man, this kid is literally from another planet, and it's so beautiful to watch.
When he's not performing, the young pianist is homeschooled. He likes pop music, Michael Jackson, Aretha Franklin, and the Beatles.
You know, I'm still me as a kid, playing toys, and I play sports. Like, I play a little bit of tennis, swimming. It's like a normal kid, and then I watch movies.
Joey Alexander's parents gave up their travel business and eventually moved the family to New Jersey so Joey could pursue music. He says he's grateful for all the support and encouragement he's received along the way. And he's thrilled to be a part of the New York City jazz scene, where so many of his idols first made those recordings he grew up hearing, and where he can live his dream playing jazz for people.
I hope that they will feel the joy, because this music is so joyful and it touches people's hearts. And that's why, you know, when I play, I always hope, you know, people will, you know, be joyful, you know, in their lives and to have hope.
For VOA News, I'm Heidi Chang.